Things have gotten worse since we last spoke by Eric LaRocca takes the concept of a toxic relationship to a whole different level. This is one of those novels that, regardless of its brevity, will stay with me for a long time. This was possibly the most unsettling and disturbing thing I have read, and I was unable to put it down. This little book is so well written. The cover art is probably the best I've found in quite a while. Furthermore, inside the covers, the book is loaded up with dark, twisted emotion and horror. Which begins as an apparently ordinary email thread for the purchase of an antique apple peeler. It turns into a common obsession that borders on possession. It is a story of loneliness and the sense of being loved and cherished. And it takes you to the point where you are okay to risk everything for it. All through the to and fro between the two characters, LaRocca gives the reader looks behind the scene. Scene which shows who these ladies are. However, again, we assume based on the summary that these are ladies, but in fact it is the web, and if it is on the web, it should be real, right? This entire novella was organized so superbly, from the writer's note at the absolute starting point, to the use of the signatures and how the two of them went from a polite best to a more really your friend. Afterwards back to a more chilly yours and signed as the reader goes further and more deep into the proof. While the occasions were very limited, everything appeared to be exceptionally reasonable as things like this could truly occur. What an outstanding read this was. I had a good time reading this novella, gawking at a portion of the craziness as things began to get abnormal. I highly recommend you check out Things Have Gotten Worse Since We Last Spoke by Eric LaRocca.
Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.